listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Raw Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
Come on and praise God, somebody.
Amen.
Bow your heads right where you are, just bow them. Father, and our God, Yahweh, in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, I pray now that the anointing of God, the Ruach HaKodesh, will come and sit up on our hearts and allow our spiritual ear to hear. Allow our hearts to be receptive, Lord, because we desire to serve you with every fiber of our being. However, Lord, you know that we wrestle in this body. We have a fight on our hands to stay safe, to stay connected. Won't you help us? Help us to empty the shells in our heart, shells that are overflowing with corrosions and malice and envy and strife and anger, depression and stress, pride, unforgiveness. Help us, even in this hour. Let everyone open their mouth and say, Lord, I surrender my heart totally into your will. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let the church say amen. Nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor, how is your heart? So we are continuing on the spirit, soul, and body. When you hear about the body of Christ, you think of a sea of people. Am I correct? But it's not so much the sea of people. When you think of the body of Christ, we think of the mind of God, the mind that God has placed within us. When those minds come together, you see, we can all be here right now and we are so disconnected. Hello? But if we all come together having one mind, simply means that we are on one accord. We believe the same thing at the same time. We become a force to be reckoned with. Come on and praise God. I tell you something about the physical man versus the inner man. The physical man cannot do without the inner man. But the inner man can survive without the physical man. Tell your neighbor, I am a force to be reckoned with. Because if you kill my body, I'm still alive. And you are more dangerous in the spiritual than you are in the physical. Oh, somebody bless God. Come on, somebody bless God. Because in the spiritual, you understand everything. And in the spiritual, you know everything. We're just limited because of this flesh. So God made man. Hello? Man just lay there, lifeless. Just like a mannequin in the store. Lifeless. Was there was a body, unmovable, dead. One thing was missing. And that is what we call life. Because some of us believe that it's the air that is coming through our nostrils or through our mouth is what is called life. You can have air coming out of your mouth and you're dead. So God looked at man and God said, I want man to be like me. So this is what I am going to do. And God stretched himself out upon man. Hello? He didn't speak it. He did it physically. He speak the moon in place. And he speak the stars in place. And he speak the sun in place. But when it comes down to man, he got down and he got dirty. Anybody with me in the house? God looked at man that he has created. God just stretched himself out and breathed into man. And listen to what the word of the Lord said. Man became a living soul. And now God wants to test man. God wants to test the product to make sure that he was in man. So let me explain something to you. The word of the Lord said, whatever Adam said that it was. You know why? Because that's what it was. It was what it was before Adam named them. It was not that because Adam named them. Whew. Because God was in Adam when God brought him to the sea. And he said, look in the sea. And he saw fish. God said, what's that? And Adam said, fish. Oh, somebody praise God. And God said, it work. I am in man. Hello? And God said, I love this. Every day I'm going to come down. Every day. Somebody say, every day. Every day I'm going to go down and I'm going to have a talk with man to make sure that man is still intact. Sit down. And every day God come to visit Adam to make sure that that which he put in him is still in him and that it is still working. And so God would have me to know that I create you so that you can also be a creator. Hello? Are you listening to me? Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you were created to create. You sit there with all of this power up here and still crying. Not your neighbor and said, create something. You have the power to create. Tell me I'm lying. How come we have airplanes? That's why you should never talk about church people. God is in every people. Nation, kindred, and tongue. God is inside of the atheists. Hello? He's just mixed up. He's not working right. His system is confused. He need a visitation. Hello? If you don't understand this, I am afraid that God is not going to take any nincompoop into his kingdom. That's why we shut down the preaching to teach. Not your neighbor and said, you have to be working right to go to heaven. You ever notice something about John the Revelator? Not one place in the book of Revelation John has ever said, and I saw a beast and I started to run because I was so afraid. When John saw a beast that was made up of all eyes, the word of the Lord said he bowed down and he worshiped and he said, holy. You were not created to be afraid. Can I tell you, after I teach that last week and I went home, I had some socks on my dresser, some new socks. So when I went home and I was passing the dresser, I see like something going like that. Just going like. So I got a little closer because I know that it's something alive. When I look, I could see that it's a lizard. You know what I did? I put my pocketbook down. I said, because I'm such a good person, I'm not even going to try to kill you. I realized that I have more power over the lizard than what the lizard has over me. I am created to dominate the lizard. Hello? Some of you would not sleep in that room. And I don't know, the lizard was probably lingering in the house. My guest from England one day, I heard this screaming. I tell you, I never heard scream like that. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, what is it? It's a lizard, auntie, auntie. So I said, is it a big lizard? Yes, auntie, it is so huge. Can I tell you, it was just a little teeny lizard. But because of the fright magnifies the lizard. So you have planes, we have cars, we have trucks, we have ships, we have all these buildings and so many stories. Hello? Man looked and man saw the sun, and man saw the moon, and man saw stars, and man says that we can create light too. You are created to create. Hello? Not your neighbor and say, you are nothing without God. You are but dead without God. Whether you are saved or unsaved. So everything that you are looking at and everything that you are enjoying, the very cheer that you are enjoying, was created by man, because man was created to create. Moses grew up in Pharaoh's house. All that he's supposed to know is that he is an Egyptian. Hello? All that he's supposed to know is that he is Pharaoh's grandson. Hello? And he's supposed to understand that Pharaoh's daughter is his mother. Hello? But when he grew up, the part of God that is in him revealed to him that you are not an Egyptian. You're a Hebrew. Hello? So much so that one day, an Egyptian was fighting and a Hebrew was fighting, and Moses smote the Egyptian. He had to run away. When he ran away, that was God's plan. Tell somebody, go through the trouble. You will find something good out of it. Just go through it. What good did Moses find in his trouble? Moses escaped and started to run away because he knew he was in trouble. But in the midst of that trouble, he met God. God wanted to get Moses' attention. God created a fire. Moses went over to see what this fire was about. Hello? God wanted to get his attention yet again. God spoke out of the fire. God said, you have a rod in your hand, man. Put it down. He put it down. It became a serpent. God was allowing him to understand that, boy, you have power and I am with you. God was building Moses' heart. I found out the reason why they will not charge a child that is not 18 years old and older as an adult is because they say that that part of your brain is not fully developed, your decision making. So as a result of that, we have some minors now that said, I cannot be tried as an adult, so I'm just going to go on a killing spree. And it depends on what they will do, the prosecutor and the judge, and they will look and see how it was orchestrated, and then they will say, no, 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 no. We have to charge him like an adult. Hello? And so it goes well with what you were saying to me. Pastor Gail told me that he called up his professor and they were reasoning, because he said to his professor, I went to a teaching, and this is what my sister was teaching, that she believed that the percentage of the brain that we don't use, that is the God factor part. He said, the professor said, well, you know, she's onto something. Because how does a child know right from wrong? And it was never taught to them. Put them in a cage and raise them in a cage, and they still stay in that cage and do evil things if they have the opportunity to. So God had to get Moses' attention and develop that God factor part of him, like what God is doing with us right now. God is allowing you to be in this teaching right now to let you know that you are more than a conqueror. Not because you say so, but because of what he placed on the inside of you. Come on and say amen. Everything begins in the mind first. Before you do what you do, it was conceived in your mind first. Sometimes we say that it just slipped out. It did not slip out. It was in you. That's why it come out of you. And that's why Jesus said, don't worry about me eating with my dirty hands. It's not what go down defile a man, is what come out of the man defiles the man. I already told you that the physical man cannot make any decision without the inner man. Hello? Doesn't it amaze you that with the same heart that you serve God with, evil lives in there too? Isn't that something? Yeah? And so you have to be very wise to determine the good voice from the evil voice. Hello? When somebody come to you and said, can I get $20? Here are evil. You remember what he did to you last week. Man, don't give him your 20 bucks. And let him go ask somebody else. You know he's using you, right? And the voice of the Lord is saying to you now, if a man asks you for your coat, give him your cloak also. And you have to wrestle to choose. Yeah. In moments like those, you just bump it up and let the devil be ashamed. Come on and say amen. So within the inner man, there is good and evil. I want to share something with you. I was just researching about man. Forget spiritual man, just man. I came up on a site that was encouraging college students. Hello? And so I had to delve into some things to share with you. This university is encouraging the college student that if you are going to make it, you have to have a college mindset. You have to ask yourself the question, why do I need to go to college? Hello? And then they said, you cannot focus on the degree, you have to focus on what you are learning. Hello? Like some of us now focusing on how long the service is and how long before we eat lunch. Why don't you just focus on what you're learning? Hello? And the time is going to go by so quick. So I want you to listen to this. In order for you to be successful in college, they said that you have to change your attitude. In order for you to have any success in serving God, you have to change your attitude. And all of us have attitudes, and all of us need an attitude adjustment. Somebody praise God. So listen to some things now. This is not Bible. This is a university website. Listen. Use the right words. Use statements like, I have a positive attitude. Let the church say, I have a positive attitude. Or, we'll find a solution. So what they're trying to say is that when something negative happens, find a solution. Hello? In your daily conversation, every time something goes wrong, you should say, I will find a solution. The words you use on a daily basis has a major impact on your attitude and moods. Hence, you're going to have to be slow to speak. Do you know they actually speak in Bible? Solomon said that you must be slow to speak. Some of us are too sharp on the tongue. Hello? Listen. Thrive for optimism. In other words, be optimistic. In other words, break it down. Be hopeful. Have hope. Believe that you can achieve, regardless of what the professor says. Believe that you can. Listen.
When you know you need a chance, when you know you aren't happy, admit it to yourself and take action to reverse it. This is a very difficult thing to do, especially when you aren't in the mood to admit things to yourself. It may be hard, but it's worth it. When you are negative, realize it and change it.
Yeah. Hello? You cannot stop negative thoughts from coming through your mind, but you can stop it from taking root in you. You can stop it from flowing through your lips. Tell your neighbor you got power over negative thinking. Listen, listen, listen.
Listen to what others say. We may like to tell ourselves that we are positive people, but it's not always true. Listen to what your friends say about your attitude. They may say things that you don't want to hear, but sometimes the best changes in life comes from constructive criticism.
Yeah. You know the sad part about this is that some of us have some hypocritical friends that won't tell us that our attitude stinks. Hello? If they don't tell you, they are not your friend. Because let me explain something to you. Do you know that our own heart, point to your heart, our own heart is desperately wicked. Our own heart, Brother Lloyd, will deceive us. You know, you sit here and you know that you lied yesterday. And you know that your heart will just bring you in here and say, oh, you know, none of these people are more righteous than you anyway. You may tell a little lie. You know what the pastor did? Oh, just go to church, boy, and go wave your hand and worship. That's how the heart behaves. The heart makes you feel like you're in a good place when you are in a terrible place. Hello out there? Anybody out there? I have another one.
What makes you happy? When you know what makes you upset, you will be able to avoid these situations and save yourself the tension and frustration they bring. If it is a situation that you cannot avoid, learn how to make the best of it. This is vital to your attitude and mood. Your happy buttons will serve to improve your attitude again and again.
You know what's so amazing? I was teaching Wednesday night, and I said to some folks, I said, listen, there are some people, you know, that they're full of gossip and they have nothing good to say about anybody else. They're just full of gossip. What purpose did it serve for you to come and gossip? Because you are evil. That's why you do that. Did you know that? You are evil. And because you want to look, why would you want to dig up somebody's garbage? Because you yourself is evil. Hello? And nudge your neighbor and said, every one of us have evil in us. So nudge your neighbor and said, learn to control your evil. We cannot go to heaven like that. The Lord wants us to have a good heart. The Lord wants us to love one another and be forgiven. Come on and praise the Lord. Come on and praise the Lord. I'm just going to do one more.
He says, appreciate the things you have. Look around you and learn to appreciate everything you have in your life. Your family, friends, career, home, food, car, etc. is enough to create a positive attitude, because no matter how bad things get in life, we still must be thankful for everything we still have. Put things into perspective and enjoy the good things in your life.
So you see why some people are so unhappy? They don't learn to appreciate what they have. The mental part of a man is his mind. The only part of one being that can receive the call of God. Hello? The mind brings the body and soul in synchrony and have one purpose to achieve a particular objective. For example, I told you about Moses and when God called him. Hello? But listen to this. The word of the Lord advises us that we should not forsake the assembling of the saints together. Hello? How many of you know that when you decide to stay away from the congregation of the saints, it's a sin? Because the word of the Lord said we shouldn't do that. If you are sick and you cannot make it, then that's a different story. When we come together, we strengthen each other. When we come together, we sharpen each other. Yeah? So if you think that you don't serve any purpose in the service today, come out with a $1 million smile on your face. It will change somebody's mood. Come on and praise God. Just a smile. Hear what the word of the Lord said. Let not your heart be troubled. Which heart? The heart in your head. Don't let it be troubled. Put on the screen St. Luke 21. And the verse 34. Can we read that together? Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your heart be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come up on you unaware. You know that some of us overcharge our hearts. We overwork ourselves. We overthink ourselves. We can't sleep at night because we are up thinking about the bills. That is a sin, my brothers and my sisters. Hello? What do some of us do when we're stressed out? Some of us cry. When you are stressed out, that's when you want ice cream. And God help you, you're going to eat a whole bucket full because you are stressed. Huh? And some of us get a nasty attitude and go on a cussing spree. Can nobody pass us and say, howdy do? I want you to take this home with you. St. Luke 21 and the verse 34. Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your heart be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come up on you unaware.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91 God in the Raw. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter, and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409. Or call 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed.